Yeah, and I've been leaving it open so I can see that it's recording.
At the back, at the very back, Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin at the very back. It's the back, not the first part, the last part.
Just catch me up on where I didn't quite get a chance to finish hearing the recording from last week. Just catch me up a little bit on what we're doing.
I think it's a bit much. We're going to have to, it's going to take too long, I think. But you'll see from here. Okay. You'll see from here. Perek Abosa. Yes? You have it, Nochem?
Yes.
Okay. Vayuvua Inyan Biasagula, Vashula Yipa Leva Oda Mechuva. What will happen in the Gula, and don't become depressed, don't become down, don't have feelings that it's not going to happen. Mm. It's a tremendous problem in our times. You see, Shatzoros. What we're going to learn now, Rabbi, is very similar, I didn't realize, to what the Chofetz Chaim says in Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. It's very similar to that, but there are extras which I want you to see, which are very beautiful. You'll see, we discussed some of this last week, but he has certain points which are very, very important, very significant. Kosa B'Yishayah. Habitu el tzur chutzavtem. Look carefully at the rock where you were formed, where you were shaped. The makeves bo, and from the hole in the from the rock. I think it's the same thing. Makeves bo, from the hole in the pit that you were hewn from. You were hewn from a certain place. Look at your roots, in other words. Habitu el avram avichem el sor tochalelchem. Look carefully at Avram, your father, and Sora, where you were born, like your origins. Ki echod korosiv v'avocheiru v'arbe. I called him one, and I make him into many. What does it mean? Ubi haksufim kachu. Shanovi menachem l'Yisrael. He gives comfort to Israel. Asher nerach galusam. The galus is taking so long. People become very disillusioned, and things that... Oh, shalom Eliezer. It's taking a long time, and it doesn't seem to end. Nerach galusam, it's a lot. Shanlovi menachem yisrael, shenerach galusam. The galus is so long. V'hinam pezurim ba'aba kamfos ha'oretz, and they're scattered out in four corners of the world. Ubezuyim, and they're despised. Ushfolim, and very low. Be'enik v'nagoyim. Why we see that so much today? And they're despised, and they're pushed aside, and they don't count. Bezuyim, bezuyim, be'enik v'nagoyim.
Okay. You can sit on the floor.
We can all sit on the floor.
What do you think, I'm an Arab?
Just because I'm younger than the rest.
Right. Yeah. I'm taking it full advantage of it. You got to flaunt it.
It doesn't seem the history has changed. It seems to be the same thing as it was being.
It's a bit repeating itself, Rabbi.
What?
History repeating
unbelievable,
itself.
Unbelievable. I mean, from... Oh, Shalom Shimshon, come in.
Are there more over there?
Are there more? No, I think this is all... Are there more?
There should be... There were 10. We ordered 10. So there should be more.
So we can share.
Yeah, new.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, we did have one. I don't know where
they went. It's on this page, guys.
Okay.
Sorry. No,
that's okay. According to the laws of nature, we have no sar, we have no like minister, b'shofet mizaram. No one is a leader. That they should be like a banner. No one is representing us. No one is standing up for us. The Novi is telling us, do not be disturbed, do not be concerned, do not be broken by that. Our rise and our fortune and our maintenance is unlike the other nations of the world, because they rise. Do not expect that it should rise like our fortune should rise gradually. Our whole behavior is totally different. It's unbelievable chinuch he is teaching us. People have to know this. Look carefully at your roots. When did they have children? Not like everybody else when they were young. After they became old people, old age pensioners. Avon ben Meir Shana v'sor bat chetishim Shana. They thought they would have no children. What does that mean? What did I, Polish Baruch, promised him there would be a child? Maybe he thought, this is my family. My family will be from Yishmael. The Einshum Adam Ba'ilam Shachoshab Shalehem Yalidu. No one in the world would have thought that they would have a child. Oz Yadu Es Yitzhak, and they had Yitzhak. Yitzhak was a child. Take a look at Aleph at the bottom, Abayisai. Kulayma Hispanana Benisim Shasisi Lahem. Look carefully at the Nisim that have occurred. Ve'eba Chofetz Chaim, this is what we saw last week, Chofetz Chaim Manatoh, Shahosib. Yaakov Avinu Zocha Lahamid Yud Bei Shvatim. Yaakov Avinu had 12 children, and they became Shvatim. And there's the origins of Klal Yisrael is from Yaakov Avinu. And he fought with a malach. Achosha Eliphaz. Eliphaz took all his property. He was swindled by Lavan for so many years. And yet, nevertheless, he was zoicha to have the origins of Klal Yisrael. Yosef zocha lemelucha. Yosef was thrown in a pit. No? In a pit, he was sold as a slave. And Mu'una Yud Bei Sholim. And he was in prison for 12 years. Moshe Rabbeinu Miyam Hivolda Kva Haya Muchan Letzuras Begoyim. Tremendous Torah was put in a cradle and expected to die. Put in the water. Yishluch Ali Oira. Unbelievable. From nothing, from absolutely nothing, comes tremendous, tremendous things. That's the lesson Chofetz Chaim is trying to teach us here. Go up to the top. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu outside and told him, do not look at Teva. Do not consider yourself under the normal laws of nature. What did you see? He came from the Mazal of Tzedek, which is the Mazal of Mara. No! I will now put you in the Mizrach. You're looking in the wrong place. Your Mazal is nothing to do with that. Your name will be Avraham, not Avraham. The whole thing will change. The whole thing will change. Tremendous oppression, tremendous persecution. Everyone had to make 400 bricks a day. Unbelievable gezeiros on them. Me Hermin, who would possibly believe who think they'll get with such enormous bounty and such promise? I think the Gemara brings down in Bechoros, I once saw, no person left Mitzrayim without 90 chamoirim of riches. 90, do you know what 90 chamoirim means?
That was before Yom Sof as well.
Before Yom Sof. Yeah. Before Yom Sof. So how many chamoirim were there?
300,000
times
90.
Like 59.
And did the children also have chamoirim, or just the men?
I think it means men. I think it just means the 600,000.
Yeah. The men, which is
how much is that? How much?
5,400,000.
5,400,000. How many?
No,
600,000
times
90.
Okay,
54 million.
54 million.
That's a lot of
chamoirim. I was always wondering how did Yisrael find them? He didn't exactly have a map. How did he find them?
He follow his nose.
What?
He could just follow his nose.
He follows ring of donkeys.
3 million people, you can't exactly miss them in the middle of a desert.
Incredible. I don't know. The desert is vast. I mean,
they were in the Sinai, they were in Midian. So remember this.
Yeah, but he said, Rafi just said a good point, though, and that, yeah, the Bizas Hayom was even greater than that. Yeah. So Kanyam was even greater than that. Unbelievable. Who would think such a thing? For the most downtrodden nation. Unbelievable. And Paro himself got up in the middle of the night. Please ask, come with me, leave my people. Take everything and just leave. And give me a bracha as well. Unbelievable situation like this.
So our Rishayim are going to come ask us for a bracha.
This one is at the end. He comes now to the end. We'll see at the end. The same thing will happen again. They'll come and ask us for a bracha. They want to be like us. Yeah. Unbelievable change in the pit. That's what he ends. That's how he ends the chapter. When they reach the 50 days, is the highest level of Nevuah. And they saw even more than all the other Nebiim Makali saw what they saw. What they saw, more than a Novi saw, even that was only a Shifra. Even more. Tremendous chizuk. You can't look to see how low things are and how bad things are. To see the other side. He's showing you don't be down, don't be depressed, how things look so difficult now.
וכי מי שלא אסיסו בימי הומם, שכבר נכתב ונכתב בחויסם המלך, להרוג ולאבד את כולם מן העבצו, כי נטף בנושם ביום אחד. On one day, 13th of Adar. Mihemin Ozlema. And that day, Bayom Azu Gufa, Yishapech, will turn around to be the, from a potential Holocaust, the happiest day in the calendar. Happiest day in the Jewish calendar is turned around. She Yishla 2%, and they will control their enemies. Viasu Bom Chafel, and do what they want with them. Betachas HaShahim Mitzchila Be'em O'Bafachat Mikol Yiplu Pachtom U'Moyram Akolam. Berabim Me'amot Yisadu, and many Goyim decided to become Yidden. V'homen Mishne L'melech HaShveyo Sh'olach Litlois Esmudra Yehudi Aloreitz Hu Yitole Bayem Haru. Unbelievable Nisimi. Aloreitz HaHoreitz Gufo. U'mudra Yehem Mishne L'melech Tachtom, and he'll be a melech instead of him. V'hu K'mo Sh'omu Lech HaChom HaVachobo. Im Yizera Yehudi Mordechai. You'll fall in front of them. Meaning that's what Zeresh told him. If they're falling, if they're rising, you will fall. You should know that Klal Yisrael are compared to the dust on the ground and also to the stars in Shemaim. They go down as that low. When they rise, they rise up to Shemaim. It's a chinuch here, no? It's a chinuch. It's a tremendous chinuch. I just saw on Shabbos, did you see Rabbi Victor Miller on Shabbos, on the passage think, he brought
to
down?
To think like Hashem.
To think. No, mitzvahs are maisim, and Torah is machshav. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is in the mind.
Mm.
You have to have control in your mind. And he said, Asei Rutsoyinu Chaki Rutsoyinai, meaning a person has to change his thought patterns in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. You have to change your mind, not just to put on tefillin and eat kosher food and do maisa mitzvahs. Your mind has to be controlled. It's a beautiful passage you have a chance to look at. And that's the mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in your mind, you have to control your thoughts to think like HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's interesting with the first bracha, our first bakasha in Shmoneh Esrei, is choinen das, like to have das.
That's the first thing. That's the beginning. All the bakashas begin with that. That's a very good point. Yeah. Very good point. The first thing is your mind should be thinking that way. And that's how we should be thinking now, Rabbi. So I think in our times as well. Bechenu gam bisman hazeh. Here we are. Kshonu roim sha'am yisoh nusinim b'mashisa ha'ba'otzos Morocco and Poras. That was in his time. Morocco and Persia were the enemies at the time of the Chofetz Chaim.
Morocco.
The Jewish community
there was strong in the 30s.
Morocco 20s. And Poras.
I never knew that Morocco was ever...
Had 250,000 Jews back then.
Yeah.
There was persecution then.
I know, in Iran there was, but I don't know about Morocco.
Poras, that's what he says. Well,
remember that in World War II it was occupied by the Germans, and if that would happen, maybe they were open to the...
The Moroccans didn't let the Germans come there.
No, but they were there. The French were there.
I don't know. It's a simon that things will change. And from the dust, he will lift us up. Probably we'll be told this when we're young, no? We're not told these things. This is education, chinuch for children as well, you know? We're not told these things. I didn't understand all these things until you see it in the Chofetz Chaim, no? In the end, everything will rise up. I will think HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you afflicted me. The stone which they pushed aside, everything will change around completely. Yes, completely change. Everything will change around.
Rabbi, when was this all written? We're talking about when?
He's talking about his man of Moshiach.
No, but when was all this written down?
This was written down perhaps before the Second World War.
Before the Second World War.
I think so, I don't know when he wrote it.
He was Nitter before the war.
When he wrote it, he was Nitter before the war. So maybe the beginning of the 20th century, I imagine. You were very forsaken, usnua. I will make you very high up, the joy and delight of all generations. That's unbelievable change. People get down and people don't understand this. The change which will happen in Klal Yisrael. when the Gula comes about. Maybe. I was thinking, does all this happen suddenly once the Mashiach comes, or does it happen? I don't know. It's Mashma later on, he says, that the minute that the Mashiach comes, everything will change suddenly.
Hmm.
It won't be like a slow involvement. Will it be radical and swift, or will it be an evolution and it'll happen like that? I don't know. It's Mashma upon the Chofetz Chaim that everything will suddenly change. Once the Mashiach will come, all the standards will change completely. That's why I understand it. You'll see in a minute. I don't know these things. Rambam says, "Ain only yodim ma yeh ad sheyeh." We don't know what will happen until it happens. We don't know.
Right.
But it's Mashma, like Mitzrayim was sudden, no? Everything was very sudden. Everything suddenly changed very suddenly. They left Mitzrayim in 18 minutes. The Pashtos, the Gula will be like that. Purim was the same thing as well. Did it evolve Purim? I mean, it took over 13 years, I think the whole thing took over 13 years.
Well, if it goes back to the Moshel to the Leder,
yes, then the Leder is...
Baby goes from one world of liquid and what happened, then in the next moment.
That's very nice. Second, that's a very nice fire.
Fresh air and...
All of a sudden it changed, and then the birth is there.
Sudden trauma.
Later, yes. From the sudden trauma to the enormous simcha, yes.
No, it's a trauma for a baby coming out from that warm, comfortable spot into the cold air and being slapped on the back, on the bottom. That's a trauma.
Yeah, but the answer to that, and what's the answer to that? The answer is you have to be prepared. Right. It's a shock if you're not prepared.
Right.
It's a shock. If you don't prepare, I think that's the tragedy, because a person suddenly realizes, and that the regret is enormous. You suddenly realize, I didn't prepare. I wasn't ready for the Mashiach.
The preparation will make it smoother, for sure.
That's what you have to do, yes.
There are women who give birth in bathtubs because it transfers the baby much more calmly from water to water, and then it slowly comes out.
But you have to prepare. You have to prepare. And the regret must be, if a person wasn't prepared to see Mashiach, what happens when suddenly Mashiach comes? All of a sudden, the shock is enormous, no? Enormous shock. The change is so drastic. Didn't prepare something. I don't know, I often think, sometimes I talk to different parents and something, and there's a comment which is often made, people say, they regret enormously they never gave quality time to their children when they were young.
Now
the children are older, now they're estranged from them.
Right.
I remember one of my father said, I could cry for him, the man was so broken. He said, I spent all my time making money and busy weddings and social commitments. And now the children are grown up and they're estranged from me. The children are grown up and I didn't give them, the regret is unbearable. I didn't give them time when they were young. And that's, the regret is enormous.
Nobody ever has written, should have spent more time at the office.
Should have spent more time. There's a passage, if you ever have a chance to look in, Rav Dessler writes about it. At the end of Chelek Aleph, in Michta Miyah, he writes about one of the greatest tzoros the neshama has after 120. It's Michta Miyah Aleph, I think it's page 284, 85, there's a whole chapter on it. He says one of the greatest tzoros for the neshama after a person dies is the regret, I wasted my life. That's a tzar of Gehillim is the busha of the chavota, I wasted my life, wasted my life on trivia, I had to spend my life on nonsense, I didn't use opportunities that I had. He writes the whole chapter on it there.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gehinnom. Gehinnom is the tzar of the regret, the charota. I wasted my life, and now it's too late. Too late. I can't repair. The whole chapter on that is quite alarming to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing by Mashiach as well. By the time Mashiach suddenly comes, I'm not ready. It's a shock. Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down that when the Mashiach will come, it's compared to the bite of a scorpion or finding, I think, a treasure. No?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Gemara explains, really, it's all talking the same thing. A person who didn't prepare, it's like a bite of a scorpion. A person who did prepare, that's what I've been waiting for all this time.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says that. It's like, is it the bite of a scorpion or finding a treasure? For those people who prepared, it's like I was waiting all the time. But didn't I? Suddenly shocked. The shock of everything suddenly changes. And the regret is unbearable. The pain is unbearable if a person never prepared. You're not prepared to see all this, the change which happens so suddenly. Have a chance, Rabbi. So look at Michta Miliol, the back of Michta of Chelek Aleph. He has a whole section on it.
A whole section on
regret, on charota. It's a terrible, terrible pain for the neshama. I wasted my life. Chas v'shalom, what an awful thing it must be. I don't mean to be awesome here today, but
we're getting close enough.
I say state.
We're getting close enough to the time.
Okay, let's carry on. Okay, Ein Zeh Hayah Gam Kem Yemei Chizkiyahu Achaki Melech Ashur Cheirev Gidev Es Hashem Ba'amam. The king of Ashur, that's Sancheirev, no? He came along and he cursed Kali's love, his boer, and he boasted Asher lo yaspik afa Yerushalayim. There's not enough dust in Yerushalayim to cover up all the people who he would kill. And with the feet of all his soldiers, he destroyed rivers, and he laid waste everything. Tremendous power. I think there were 800,000 soldiers. I remember reading once. What happened to the 800,000 soldiers? It's Leila Seder, I think. We say that on Leila Seder, no? Don't we say that? That's the. And one night it was killed. That night, the Leila Seder. Everything was killed. The Malach killed the whole of the host, 800,000 soldiers. And all came into it, the spoil of Kali Yisrael. The Gambis Manenu Nira, Ba'alil. And you see clearly, Acha Kam Matsuka Sha'abu Aleim, how much Taurus has taken over. This was before Hitler, the Marshama. Before Hitler. Before all this. And all of a sudden, you saw a light of light. That's a lotion, I think, of the Chofetz Chaim. I think I once mentioned it to you from Reb Elia mentions it in Parshas Yisroel. He mentions that that the Chofetz Chaim had said in 1918 that there will be three wars of Gog and Magog. He said the first, what has just happened now, is the first war of Gog and Magog. First World War was the first war. The second war of Gog and Magog, he said, will take place in 25 years' time, mm-hmm. which will make the first one look like child's play. He said the third one will be an Eis Tzora LeYaakov U'Mimenu Yivoshea, but from there they will be saved. So evidently, when Rabbi Zalman Meltzer heard that, he ran into the Chofetz Chaim, and he said to him, "What do you mean?" He said, "Exactly what I said. The second one will make the first one look like child's play." So that he asked him, "So what's going to be?" He said, "It's a pasuk in Ovadia, I think. Yerushalayim will be a mokum of Geula, I think. Monos, it's a pasuk in Ovadia that the Yerushalayim will be a mokum of." That's what happened. Those people who were saved came to Eretz Yisrael. That's the United Nations gave us Eretz Yisrael, and that was the whole enormous nace, the League of Nations. That was the Yeshua. That's what he's referring to here. I mean, this was before his time. Before he said this, before this time, but you see what happened. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Eretz Yisrael suddenly became available.
Did he predict when the third one would be?
He just said it was an Eis Tzorelia. He said the third one, he didn't say a Mulchomo. Mm-hmm. Could you reach up to the Lebelio one, just up there, the shelf? I'll put your hand there. Put your hand on the shelf there. You see the Lebelio? Ahead of you. No, right ahead of you. No, in front of you. No, turn
to the right,
to the right, there, straight, look up, no, right, there, left, Lebelio, Lebelio Aleph,
Aleph, Braches,
yes, no, Shmois, is it Shmois?
There you go.
Yeah, thank you, I'm sorry,
that's right,
let me do that, if you have a look here it is,
didn't they really slice it?
Anisha Mati says Rab Elia, Anisha Mati Belandum may be a Kodosh Rabuchon Bassaman, Shama Beshem Chofetz Chaim, Shechazalam Shemichemis Gogug Magi Yeshloish Pomim, for Oz Hoya Achre Milchemis Olam Havishoina, for Oma Chofetz Chaim, Shehamilchoma Hazos Hoys on Milchemis Gogug Magagavishoina, Uboid Esimachame Shona, Beerech to hear Oid Milchoma Olamis. So the footnote says, He was shocked. On a hachavitz chaim b'posuk, v'ganoisi. Here we are. It's a posuk. V'ganoisi Elohi hazoyz leman David Abdi. Yerushalayim will be a mokum of Yeshua. Acha kach tiye milchemes Gog u'Magog. Shlishis, eis tzora hiliyakov. I don't know if he means a war. It will be a milchemes Gog u'Magog. It will be an eighth
after the third war.
After the second one,
after the second
will be the third one, which is called an Eis Torah. Avo mimenu yivoshea. They will be saved from that third one. B'siyam bebachonon v'asman. Ki chevle Moshiach muchochim lovoi. There must be chevle Moshiach. Rak ha-maskil be'esahi. Only a discerning person at such a time. Yidoim keep quiet, yidkoinein, and prepare. Ba'achonos ha-ba. That's what I said beforehand. Ula yizke liros b'lachometzion. You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared. And then it says, Anshei Angliam asked him to stay, and he didn't want to stay. He went back to his yeshiva. But that was then the maimer of Bachonim. That's what Chavetz Chaim had said. This is Leib Eliyahu, Pashas Yisroel.
What year, roughly?
Was that written?
Was it in the 1800s?
No. After the First World War.
After the First World War.
Between the First and the Second World War. Maybe just, no, 1918 it must have been.
So Chavetz Chaim already predicted that in 25 years,
there
was going to be something, but that Eretz Yisrael would be saved.
Yes.
So why didn't a lot of you didn't go? Who followed the Chavetz Chaim?
1918 and 25 is 43, so we're still in the middle of the war.
The Chavetz Chaim was saying if you said that Eretz
Yisrael
was going to be saved.
He heard, Rabbi Zalman heard it, why didn't other people do anything about it? He came straight to Yerushalayim. He came straight to Eretz Yisrael. He came to Eretz Yisrael.
25 years after 1918 is 1943, so we're still in the middle of the war. 5 years before it was responded.
Why didn't other people come? No, but you told me last week from a friend that Chazanish never knew.
It was blocked from him because he didn't.
If Chazanish was saying this, Chazanish never knew about it. Just tell them what you said last week.
It's what I read in Rabbi Fran's Sefer. I don't remember the name of it. It's something about make an offer, make a deal, or let me make you an offer. It's on the Rosh shelf here.
Chaim Greenerman knows that.
The Chazanish had Ruach HaKodesh, so why wasn't he able to predict the Holocaust? And the Chazanish said, because if it had become known to me, I would have prayed for it to stop. But basically, it was in a chapter of Tefillah, that Tefillah actually has an impact, Tefillah actually works, and that the Chazanish, had he davened for
the Holocaust,
had he known about it, he would have davened, and it wouldn't have.
No, but he made a diak afterwards. He didn't say it. He said it would have. It would have prevented the Holocaust.
It would have prevented it.
There would not have been a Holocaust if I would have known.
Had he known about it?
If I would have known, there would not have been a Holocaust.
Yeah, that's what he said. The koyach of tefillah. And it's in the words of the Rabbi Fran, what he brought down. So it's not.
Wow.
That's quite a wow, isn't it?
Mm. Okay, let's go on, Rabbi. We're getting off the point, but it's all the point as well at the same time. At the end of this paragraph, B'chol mi sheyesh lo lev lahavin yuchal yos pasprak elamir. Goyin ashkachas Hashem mitzvach. Ba'aleinu naskil. B'naskil mizeh. She'oysonu b'yeh b'nei Yisrael. Lo mosah Hashem mitzvach. Tachas mazal ateva. It's clear that we are not under any rules of nature. Batzlochas hazman. Ki im tachas yoda yisbach levad. We're under the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayipolei me'ashem dobo lehochish lanu pedus bizman koroi. That's what has to be in our mind. That's what I think about Avigdor Milliman. It's to be in your mind. Vayipolei me'ashem dobo, that something, it could change all of a sudden. Everything will suddenly change. Vayipolei me'ashem dobo. Ukusiv bekwa. Ki im Hashem hachesed ha'avei mei pedus. The Chavetz Chaim is now going to be medayek this pasuk again. Ki im Hashem hachesed. There are three things here. There is tremendous pedus, pidyon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed, number one. Number two, and he will save Klal Yisrael from their avos. Now, ubiyura, here's the explanation. If you want a certain favor from somebody, even though he's a generous man, there are three conditions as to whether the person will answer your request. Maybe he will be follow you. You ask him for money, but the three reasons why he will give or he won't give. Number one, even the person who's a very generous giver, maybe someone upset him, and at that particular moment when you go and ask him, it's a bad moment. He can't listen to him. Meaning, this very generous man had a bad day, and you come to him on the bad day, and he's not available. He doesn't help you. Why? Because it's a bad day. He can't help. He has the ability to do it. But you caught him at the wrong moment, number one. Number
He really wants to help you. The generous man wants to really help out. He can't at the moment help him. All his money is tied up. He can't at the moment. He can't do anything about it. He can't help him. I can't do anything about it. Number three. He wants to help him, and he can. Or the third reason is, he wants to help. He doesn't like the look of the person who's asked. He's not so favorable to him. What are the three reasons? The first reason is that he had a bad day. The second reason is, at the present time, he hasn't got the funds available. Or the third thing is, maybe the person who's asking him, maybe he's not impressed with him so much. Those are the three things why the notebook. Now, that's the moshul. All these three reasons are not valid and not relevant to Borei Olam. He's capable and willing to fulfill all our requests immediately. This is not relevant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's a chesed, he's not as if he had a bad day. There's no such thing as a bad day by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the source of all good. Hasn't stopped. That's the first reason. So the first reason is not shayach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second reason is, at the present time, he's not able to help the request. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are tremendous ways and means of agendas of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide the help. Don't be amazed. How can we possibly anticipate? Because we're in such sorrows, how can he possibly create and invent ways in which we can be saved? It's not relevant that. There are all sorts of ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create a pidyon. Maybe it'll take several months, maybe it takes a year, it can be in one night, like Chan San Chayiv. It can be in one night, it can take years, it can take 1 month, it can take a night. He had tremendous power. He came to make a siege against Kaisel. And one night, it's one night it happened. They're all dead. But he went back home to Ashur, to Syria, and he was completely a broken man. That second, immediately, in one night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Deva, and that was the end. I can sort things out instantly. In other words, don't worry. I'm not short of ways in which I can help you. That's number two. Now, this is an incredible passage. This is why I want you to come tonight to see. Look at this passage he says here. He can change the whole mindset of Goyim. Look at this passage underneath our eyes. Look at the star underneath. The Polish Baruch is capable of changing all the United Nations, Iran. Everybody will suddenly change. All the Arabs will suddenly change. I will then turn to all the nations, and they will all call out to HaKadosh Baruch. All the nations of the world will suddenly turn around and admit to the importance and significance of Klal Yisrael. Okay. How can that possibly be? How can it be that all the nations will suddenly change? By Klal Yisrael, by Kabbalah Satayra, HaKadosh Baruch opened up their minds, HaKadosh Satayra, and they all suddenly realized HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Echad. So all of Klal Yisrael suddenly changed by seeing Har Sinai. Whoever said, he'll change the minds of the United Nations, he'll change the minds of all the Iran and all the Arab countries will suddenly turn around and recognize Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost a joke, no? It's a humor to say such a thing. They'll all suddenly turn around and recognize the Klal Yisrael. And that can happen all of a sudden. This is what I was saying before. Immediately, things suddenly, all of a sudden, suddenly change and say, we know clearly soil is important and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is echad. Can you imagine? Look at the Moshe of Chofetz Chaim. It's a beautiful Moshe. I'll give you a moshel of what I'm saying here. Of a group of people, they got lost in the middle of the winter and they were caught in a very dense forest. And a whole group of people could not find their way out. And they searched the whole night long to find a way out of the forest. When it suddenly became dawn, all of a sudden they saw it was dawn, there was light, and one of them saw, or they only saw a path right next to the forest, a few feet away, they were right next to the road, and they never realized it. They told everybody, quickly, come this way, I know the way out. And they suddenly realized, oh, there's a way here to get out of this. And all of a sudden, all of them ran away, and they all got away. Not one person was left in the forest. Look at the Moshe Rabbeinu says, no one was lost in the forest. Everybody suddenly saw the way. All of a sudden, they suddenly saw the right way to get out of the forest. And everyone was amazed at each other. How can we make such a mistake all night long? Why didn't we look to see the street next to us? The way was so clear in front of us, a few feet away. The whole night it was dark. In the darkness you grope and you can't see where you're going. And you can fall in all sorts of pits. When it suddenly gets light, you suddenly see the way. This is what's going to happen to the Umas Ha'olam. You get such a thing. The world is now like a darkness. All of a sudden there was light. Until all of a sudden everybody is living in darkness. All the nations of the world. Can you imagine such a thing? The Muslims and all the Mechablim and Hamas will all suddenly turn around. Nachum, you look shocked.
it's, but there are cover. It's very hard to relate to.
Very relatable.
I mean, they're
lovely thoughts, but
I imagine.
Can't be, I mean, can't be. All of a sudden they'll change. All of a sudden they'll suddenly realize what clearly soil are. What's he saying? But they'll suddenly change.
No,
even there, no. He's
even
the Rishayim. Also, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says in Yeshaya in the Tzvanim, because Erpoch El Amim Sofa Bua Likol Kulam B'Shem Hashem Ulaob Do Shrem Echad. They will all suddenly change their minds.
No,
Ulaz Yechem El Chamayit Avjargut Kol Adayim. Suddenly change. Pitom Ze Yavo. Pitom She Yachlip Et Kol Adayim.
Pitom
Yavo. What's that? One second.
No,
Yehi. I'm Medaber Alachovet. Moshe, one second. All the goyim are walking in darkness. Except Klal Yisrael who had the Torah. There'll be suddenly suddenly they'll have seichel like in the forest. They'll suddenly see there's a way out of this. And all of a sudden they'll be makir the emes. It won't happen over time. It'll happen all of a sudden.
But even all of a sudden, there's a range of what all of a sudden means. It doesn't mean, I mean, seemingly, you don't wake up in the morning on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's different. I mean, it seems that suddenly.
Why are you saying that?
Because
it's unbelievable. It's a remarkable thing to happen.
Hashem can do anything.
Right, it's not in the realm of our present day.
You're saying it's impossible?
No, not impossible.
But what are you saying? It's miraculous.
I'm saying, when we say immediately, what does that mean?
Can it be any different than Sancheiv in one night? One night in Sancheiv, the whole thing was wiped out.
Right.
What happened in Mitzrayim? And completely wiped out.
Right.
He suddenly changed his mind. This man who said, oh, no, in one night, Klal Yisrael was saved by Holman. No, it all went. In one day, it was gone.
Robert Alpin, who was the person who killed like millions and thousands of in Tishbav? and then he decided to convert.
No, Nebuzaradan, yes.
In 1 second.
And his children learned Torah and B'nai B'rak, right.
So look at that. That guy's like a Nazi Hitler.
Yes, yes.
Turned his whole life around.
Yes, yes.
That was a moshe I gave on Shabbos. Most of the world, September 11, people knew straight away what happened, right?
Yes,
and that's for evil. That's for rishus.
I'm trying to grasp it.
In a way, you could say for good, and that was back then.
I remember the limitation.
Were you around in Eretz Yisrael at the founding of Degel HaTorah? Were you here in Eretz Yisrael?
I was
in Yad Eliyahu. I went to Yad Eliyahu then. It was an incredible, incredible arrangement there. When everybody, the Bavadia was there, Rabbi Eliashiv was there, the Visionists of Eber, all the bells, all the Rabbanim were there, and we all waited until Rav Shach came in. Rav Shach was the Manei Gadol. Everybody was there. And Rav Shach came in, we all stood up and we said, Yomim al Yomei Melech. It was incredible, incredible gilui of what the Koyach HaTorah is. So I remember, we have to mention at that time, that is the reason why we have television and internet, whatever it was. All of a sudden, the world will suddenly see, suddenly realize. It's an incredible, incredible ability to suddenly, all of a sudden, see something enormously shamayim, which suddenly took out.
How
could it be made such a mistake for so many years? Bedaber poshut kazeh. How can we have made such a terrible mistake? Umiyad, this is a Chofetz Chaim. Umiyad sheyakiu kulam immediately. Umiyad nochem. Miyad yakiu kulam haemes. They will all suddenly recognize the truth. Yomu kulam beis Yaakov luchuvenecha b'ay Hashem. V'dehaydu b'ameh sheheyu lonu atav horinu kulam esdercha. We suddenly realize the truth. We suddenly realize this is the truth. We were living in a world of falsehood all the time. And there was no one buried. He goes on, this is an unbelievable thing. This is basically what he's saying. Let's go to the top and finish. I'd like to finish the chapter. I want to have a discussion with you what we're going to do next week, because this is really something else. Let's just finish at the top. We'll do something else next week. Let's go to the top again. Go to the top of Pegim. Top of Pegim. There is nothing which is holding back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make things change. I mean, it can be all of a sudden. Now we'll talk about the last thing. You'll turn around, we're not on the Dalga. We're not royal for this Geula. He doesn't look to see when the time comes, you're not on the Dalga, that's not an issue. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Ah, you're not on the Dalga, it's not Shayach. Don't worry about that. Don't worry, he doesn't look to see how bad you are. He's not interested in that. You must not in any way become depressed or give up. Rabbi Yisrael, in all Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael writes a beautiful passage. There's one letter he said, be very careful of the worst machla in all of the world. And he puts in brackets, yush. Yush is the worst machla. The worst machla is yush. You give up.
Despairing up.
Despair.
I give up. You give that. That's the worst machla. The tzorich letapas Yeshua. In these days, there are tremendous difficulties. People don't have parnosa. They have a penny here and a penny there. Unbelievable. That's what I want you to see. That so the world will change around completely.
Even though we are.
Sorry. One second, I just want to ask you something. What are we going to do next week? We can carry on.